This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But that one, it is making me a little loony. There you go. Okay, now I know what I need to do. What? Yeah, that's it. Well, you want to take over?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shut us down in about 30 seconds. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be part of the conversation. If you head up to the regular website, we have a load of smart people there in the regular chat room, the old-fashioned chat room. However, if you're a Facebook aficionado and you really think that that's where you want to be, head over to Facebook, where you can watch live, listen live there as well. And there's a whole bunch of people there talking and smarter than I am, obviously. Just go there and check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. And I do appreciate the time that you guys are involved with us. I do appreciate the time that you take being involved in the conversation. You know, earlier we were talking about the gun laws that everybody's trying to push through. Every time we have a shooting, you know, people start screaming. Got to have tighter gun laws. Got to have tougher gun laws. Got to tighter gun laws. I'd love to sit down. If we can have a conversation without arguing and yelling, whether it be guns, drugs, or whatever, same-sex marriage, any of that stuff, just have a honest sit-down. I would do it. I would do it every night of the week. Because the way we do this, you've got these kids that are going to Washington. They're going to be screaming for tighter gun control. Well, What? Give them something to work with. Give them something that really works. And I love the libs when they say that, you know, 85% of Americans are in for tougher gun laws. But it's tougher gun laws based on what they've been told. When you sit down one-on-one and tell somebody what laws are in effect already, and the security checks that have been botched, but you tell them what's in, they go, okay, well, that's fine. We need to follow those. So why do we keep making more laws? Because it makes them look like they know what they're doing. Makes them look like they're doing something. How about we truly enforce the ones we have now? The Florida sheriff, there's plenty of sheriffs that came out and said, what we need is more guns on school campuses, not less. You want to make the kids safer? Train more people. I guess who agreed with that? Billy Bob Clinton. That's right. Armed guards in schools was a Bill Clinton idea. Now, because of the shooting at Parkland, right, it was horrible. It's horrific. Don't, you know, when we're talking about this, I've never said this is acceptable. You can expect this to happen and you'll have to put up with it because I've never done that. I never would do that. And if there's anybody who's, you know, especially when, for me, especially when a young life is lost like this, you always want to make sure that you look back and see what we can do to make it easier. What can we do to make it better? You know, it's going to be easier to protect these kids. If we look at some countries that do it already, if we look at how Israel does it, again, right in line with Billy Bob Clinton. And there isn't anybody, again, who hasn't been deeply hit by this in one way or another. And the searching for a solution for the kids of the gun violence, and for you liberals screaming about the NRA, you're dead wrong. Right? You're dead wrong about the NRA. It's also searching, they're also searching for ways to protect our kids. And somebody said, well, they gave $10,000 to teach this kid how to use a rifle. No, actually, yeah, they have rifle safety courses to keep kids, and they give grants for them, to keep kids from killing themselves by accident, by shooting somebody else by accident. They teach them how to properly use firearms. There is no class that the NRA has that teaches you how to hunt down and kill kids in school. See, that's where the left just falls off the cliff with this stuff. So, the writer says, I happen to believe that we need tighter background checks to prevent sociopaths like Nicholas Cruz. But see, we don't need tighter background checks. We need to make sure that the authorities are doing their job, and he would have been on that list like he was supposed to be, and he would have never got a rifle. Okay, there needs to be a better communication system between law enforcement agencies. Right? Not only to prevent warnings such as the ones made about Cruz, not to allow them to fall through the cracks so they actually get where they need to get. I mean, this kid, right, the cops have been calling him, what, 20-plus times? And every time someone recommended armed guards in schools, a liberal is there to, oh, that's stupid, that's wrong, we don't want to turn these into penitentiaries. We're not trying to do that. We're trying to turn them into safe havens for kids. Now, think about this. The first president to suggest armed school guards, and that was almost 18 years ago, Billy Bob Clinton. He suggested putting armed cops and other trained armed guards in schools in April 2000 as part of his commemoration of the first anniversary of deaths at Columbine. In his weekly radio speech, President Billy Bob announced $120 million in grants, half of which were for a program to place police officers with guns in schools. Now, the Associated Press did a report at the time. They said, in our national struggle against youth violence, we must not fail our children. Our future depends on it. And if you want to know more about what Billy Bob said, you'll have to come back. I'm Joe Massini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Hang tight. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll listen to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited, celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your
world
like a 4th of July.
That's right. Screw with the U.S. and watch what happens. Well, now watch what happens. Before, not much would have happened at all. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to RealSide on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And again, if you want, you know, Made in America. I mean, let's keep our American manufacturing companies in business. Let's keep Americans working. I told you, head over to the website. One of our new sponsors is an American flag company making the U.S. flag right here in this country. They don't put the parts together from a different country. They make the parts, they make the pieces, they dye it here, they stitch it here, They ship it from here. So let's, you know what? I push it, I scream it, let's keep it that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Sign on GCN Live. I do very much appreciate the time you're spending with me again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. We were talking about Billy Bob. Billy Bob Clinton, that is. Who wanted armed guards in every school. Think about that. I mean, today, I don't know, would they throw him out? Would they say nasty things about him? I don't know. They were taking his endorsement to do, you know, politicians were taking his endorsement just a couple of years ago, and now all this Me Too movement stuff, he's had to kind of move aside and be quiet for a while, but we'll see how long that lasts. So when President Clinton came out and said, hey, we need to have armed guards in every school, and here's a grant that you can have to make it happen. The AP did this piece. And in our national struggle against youth violence, we must not fail our children. Our future depends on it. That's what the president said in his weekly radio address. Parents, teens, teachers, youth workers, and others will discuss research that indicates that preteen years set patterns for behavior and success in adulthood. Other subjects that will include the risks, challenges, and anxieties faced by young people today, and what can be done to avoid dangerous or risky behavior. We need to talk about safety and security in every house in America, President Clinton said. He went on to say that he was unveiling the $60 million fifth round of funding for cops in schools, a Justice Department program that helps pay the cost of placing police officers in schools to help make them safer for students and teachers. The money will be used to provide 452 officers in schools and in over 220 communities. At the time, he said, they had already placed over 2,200 officers in more than 1,000 communities across the nation. Now the kids feel safer when they're playing sports or acting, you know, just being at school. Isn't that wonderful? Now, I don't know, you know, do they not know this? I mean, were they not aware that this took place? I don't know, I'm just trying to find out. Or does he not matter anymore because, you know, he's old and doesn't pay much attention? Right? So Bill support putting armed, and Hillary didn't speak out against it. Right? She didn't say a word. I'm a friend. Nah, I can't pull this off. I mean, we'll put up the post later, but there's a link in it to his four-minute speech. You got to hear it. Today, can you imagine? You know what? See, I keep saying this, and nobody, the White House, you're not listening. I would use some of the things that President Trump wants to do. I would go grab speeches from Obama and Clinton and who was the peanut guy? Billy Carter. Billy Carter. Jimmy Carter. Well, Billy was the beer drinker, right? Okay. Well, beer and peanuts go together. That's not bad. So, anyway, so Jimmy gets. I would get those speeches together. And I would use the words from those speeches in some of my speeches. I know they'll yell at him for plagiarizing or something, but the beauty would be when they came against him, he could say, whoa, wait a minute. This is Billy Bob Clinton's speech. This is an Obama speech. I mean, because he can use the same words and they'll rip it up. That's how sick they are. That's where they've gotten to the point they just can't handle it anymore. That sickness where they hate, the hate that they have for the president is so tough. Right? So tough, they can't deal with it. They can't deal with it. Now, in light of all the shootings, I would say go to the people that do them or part of it or what have you. But now, guess who came out? A Columbine shooter survivor introduces a bill to allow teachers to carry guns in school. While the media is pushing hard for gun control in the wake of tragic mass shootings in Florida, they're using those kids as a prop. I'm sorry, mainstream media is using those kids as a prop. That's the only thing I can say. Another survivor of a school shooter is pushing hard
in the opposite direction. Colorado House Minority Leader Patrick Neville, who survived the 1999 Columbine High School shooting in Colorado, has introduced legislation to remove restrictions on concealed carry in schools. Under the current Colorado law, anyone who has a concealed carry permit may bring firearms onto school property, but must keep them locked inside their vehicles. So let me see. You're good enough, smart enough, you've been trusted to bring it, to carry a concealed permit anywhere else except on a school property, because is that the only place you might go whacked? Neville, though, believes that it's time to arm teachers so they can act during a school shooting. This act would allow every law-abiding citizen who holds a concealed carry permit issued from their chief law enforcement officer the right to carry concealed. As a former Columbine student who was a sophomore during the shooting on April 20th, 1999, I'll do everything in my power to prevent Colorado families from enduring the hardships that my classmates and I face and continue to face every day. Time and time again, we point to the one common theme with mass shootings, that they occur in gun-free zones. Head over to my website, therealside.com. We have that article up that explains that 98% of these shootings occur in gun-free zones. Why can't the left see that at all? Right? I mean, think about this. Why can't they see it at all in the reality of what actually goes down on a gun-free campus? What has gone down? We've lost over 400 lives. Gun-free campus. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Really, seriously. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Hey, man.
We are back. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always, you know, I appreciate the time you guys spend with me and put up with me, you know, getting sidetracked here. I mean, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, a lot going up there. Listen, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Dumping White Guy. I appreciate so much the time you spent just, you know, talking with me, interacting with me, tell me what's going on. I love this. You know, there's a story, I'll probably get to it later on, about the eco-terrorists that have been turning the valves off, halting the Dakota Access Pipeline. Which I think is hilarious because they're breaking onto private property. They're destroying private property. Why aren't they arrested? They need to be arrested. They need to be jailed. You want to do this? You want to fight this? You fight it the right way. This is how the left operates. Look at. It's frustrating as heck. The biggest frustration comes in that they get away with so much. You have freedom of speech on campuses until the left shows up and starts smashing windows and stopping it from happening, right? You've got a president that was duly elected properly, elected illegally. You can't handle it. You can't stomach it. So what do you turn to? Violence. It's constantly violence. I don't get it. Right? You're like a spoiled little 17-year-old brat. You think the only way, you're pitching a fit in a supermarket, you hope that mommy will give in. I hope mommy doesn't give in. I hope she grabs you by the air, lifts you off the ground, and you get bupkis. Maybe a week of tofu dinner for you might help out a little bit, huh? Very delicious meal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Where was I? There was a story I found I really liked. Oh, there it is. The Nancy Pelosi, who I, you know, without her I wouldn't have a show probably. Although, I don't know. Between Wasserman Schultz, Jackson Lee, and the rest of them, that whole team over there, and I might have a lot. I spoke too soon, probably. But the Dems are taking heat from allies, right? These are their donors. You know, it's funny how the mainstream media is making noise about mainstream about donors to the Republican Party that are not willing to get engaged or involved until we do something about, you know, take a solid stance on these gun laws. Right? You've all seen it. We all know it to be true. But why aren't they talking about the Dems? Right? Washington Democrats are taking heat from some of the biggest financial supporters over a midterm election strategy still focused on bashing President Trump. And you know what? Please don't dissuade them. I want them to do this. I think this is great. My friends on Facebook, my Democrat friends, get so mad at me because my mantra with them is, hey, keep up the good work. Don't give up on that. Whatever that is, usually when they're complaining about Trump. I say, come on, don't stop. Keep going. Washington Democrats are taking heat from some of the biggest financial supporters over a midterm election strategy still focused on bashing Trump and the Republican tax cut plan. Right? Really, these guys are brain dead. A recent poll suggests that the party's candidates could be losing their edge. Congressional Democrats just a couple of months ago thought they had a winning plan for taking control of the chamber by arguing the tax cuts were a gift to corporate supporters. And they're still doing that, by the way. At the expense of American worker, within hours of the bill's passage, Democrats returned to the districts for the holidays, ready to trumpet the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee's message. Right? They had signs, House Republicans signed away their seats. However, the extra money in the employees' paychecks, as early as... Now, think about that. They got bonuses in December that came into fruition in January. They started getting tax cuts in their paychecks in February. Some people are getting an extra $40, $60, $80, $100 with every paycheck or every other paycheck. Now, that's because in D.C., they live in a bubble. Now, I'm going back to CPAC, and that's in D.C., or just outside, but we'll go into D.C. at some point in time. And they live in a bubble there because, you know what? Their restaurants are full. You can't get a reservation, right? You have a hard time getting a cab. The cars are all rented out. I mean, their hotels are full. They live in a whole different world than we do. Those who live outside the Capitol Hill bubble, if we spend all of our cycle running against the tax bill, it's probably going to be a mistake, says Julia Green, a former Democrat National Committee aide who now leads a midterm campaign effort. She's working for the AFL-CIO. The most recent Real Clear Politics average of generic ballot polls asking voters which party they prefer in Congress shows Democrats with a roughly 7% point lead over the Republicans, compared 13 points the day after Congress approved the tax law. Now, like Obamacare, as time goes on and people see money in their paychecks, our mantra coming into the midterm elections should be very simple, very clear, and very easy. Do you want to give back the money you're getting? Do you really want to go back to the way it was? Really, seriously, that would be my mantra. A new morning consult political poll showed Republicans leading by 1%. Trump also has taken no to the polls, and Democrats try to win a total of 24 seats. They need to win, think about that. They need to win 24 seats to take back the House. Now, we do have a bunch of Republicans resigning. I'd love to know why. But Republicans are now leading in a generic poll, perhaps because of the popular tax cuts, which the Dems want to take away. And they do want to take away. And they want to raise your tax. Look, if you want to see what the Democrats are going to do or what they want to do, just look at California, where they have total control. And they're raising taxes almost on a daily basis. It's fees, taxes, call it what you want. It's still money out of your pocket. Come on, think about it. Just craziness. Seriously. You know, they did a gas tax. Nailed us good on a gas tax. Now they want to do a mileage tax. I'm sorry. Aren't they both the same, basically? Really scary. President Trump did a tweet. I love when he does these. These are good tweets. Republicans are now leading the generic poll, perhaps because of the popular tax cuts, which the Dems want to take away. Actually, they want to raise your taxes substantially. They also want to do nothing on DACA. So they want to put DACA first. They want to, not just DACA. They want to put immigrants first, illegal immigrants before Americans. Your tax money, the money that they're raising on you, the money, more money they want to take out of your wallet, you know what they're doing with that? They're giving that to illegals. In California, they're setting up funds at colleges and other places to do to take care of illegals' legal fees, the same thing at the state level. The governor has put money aside, and then he calls us selfish for not wanting to give him more money. Gallup, meanwhile, announced that Americans' satisfaction with the direction of the country is at its highest since before Trump became president. Ooh, that can't be good for the Dems. You know, they've got Nancy Pelosi out there talking about $1,000 being crumbs. I think that's wonderful. I think you should set her loose. You should make her your national spokesman. It's a terrible idea for Democrats to run on Rory McShane, a Republican political media consultant, said. The tax plan is benefiting most Americans. Everybody knew it was going to be like this, extra $50 in each paycheck, but that pays a cell phone bill. It shows you the world that Democrats live in, where they don't think, you know, look at an extra $50 per paycheck for the average person now, right? Or even a lower socioeconomic person. Think about what that does for them. Think about how much gas that puts in a car, how much more food on the table. Yeah, the average cell phone bill. Think of all the things they get with that. I hope they stay on it. I hope they keep calling it crumbs. McShane, now, I could see them spinning that and turning that, maybe turning it into, hey, that's crumbs, we can get you more, but that's not what they're saying. McShane speculated that by election day, the cuts likely won't impact the well-paid or the well-educated, but the suburban swing voters are the ones that it will. They decide elections. Okay? They will likely make Trump's base very happy and put his people back in office. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Show to the real side. Don't go far. A lot more of these crazy stories. I got a lot of good crazy stories coming up. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Here. Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
I'm waiting for the show to come through the room. Right, that's one of those beach party songs, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen real tight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So you guys got to help me with a dilemma. We'll get to this in a minute, but... Now, you realize I'm going to CPAC, right? We're going to do the best we can to pull together the whole thing. And I know some of you love to watch the show. Some of you not so much. But here's the thing. CPAC is dead late in the afternoon. There's nobody there. Now, they're all out partying. Now, I could do live broadcasts from the parties if you want. Or I could do the live broadcasts or do them during the day and just replay them later on. Probably what we'll end up doing, because we have our booth on Radio Row at the height of activity. God bless. So we're going to drag as many people as we can in. I'm going to do as much as I can to videotape, record, whatever word makes you happy. But videotape or record these things and then get them played next week. You know, we'll do a lot of the stuff next week.
So, but I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room. So give me some ideas. I don't know. Whatever. I mean, to do it live at 10 a.m., some of you ain't out of bed and you can't handle me that early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Man, lost my place. Oh, yeah. So we were talking about how Democrats, you know, like to run places. You know, they think they're the best for us. You know, Nancy running around. I want them to keep up these mantras. I want them to keep doing this. And it's not just pick on Democrat Day here. I'm irritated because I always hear about how much better you are than we are, how much more you care about people than we do, how much more. But in California, if this is any indication of what it would be like in any other state, run. We need more than a two-party system, but run. When you have one party that runs everything with the ideology, there's even Dems in this state that are leaving because they can't believe this. A disturbing survey finds trash needles, feces, littering the streets of San Francisco. You know, that sanctuary city. The city, remember, I make fun of them all the time. Remember, I told you, they allow people to pee and crap and all kinds of fun stuff on the streets. You can't be arrested for it anymore. They're giving out needles so that the addicts have clean needles. And maybe they need to send them to a certain place to get them, but they don't want them to feel bad. No, it's better that my kid should trip and fall on the street and get a needle in his hand used by a addict. Or maybe even step into human feces. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Now, San Francisco has a reputation as one of the prettiest cities in the world. Not anymore. Survey of more than 150 downtown blocks has revealed streets covered with garbage, human excrement, hypodermic needles all over the place. And all the survey by NBC, not known as a right-wing group, are they? Took in 153 blocks, and they include City Hall and several schools. The investigation revealed trash littered across every block. The station reported that 41 blocks dotted with needles, 96 blocks were sullied with piles of feces. I mean, think about that. How does that go down? Right? The survey results led a University of California, Berkeley infectious disease expert to compare downtown San Francisco to slums in developing countries. Isn't that cool? Now, I know I have Democrats that listen to the show and listen to the station. We're in some heavy Dem area, but I want you to explain this to me. How is it that you took one of the prettiest cities in the world, right, and you turned it into one of the biggest slums in the world? That's the University of California, Berkeley. They're like the most liberal college in the state. And they compared downtown San Francisco to the slums of a developing country. Contamination is much greater than the communities in Brazil or Kenya or India, said Dr. Lee Riley. Riley added that the discarded needles could cause HIV and hepatitis B and C, while dried feces can cause potentially dangerous viruses. Yes, because you know why? When it dries, it becomes dusty, right? Gets spread out, heavy wind blow it through the air. Imagine that would smell really nice in those areas, wouldn't it? In December 2006, the local news reported that San Francisco was at or near top of the nation surveys tracking homelessness. With the city's high cost of living, a gap between the haves and have-nots, earlier that year, the FBI reported the city had the highest rate of property crime in the nation. But hey, that didn't stop the editors of Condé Nast Traveler from naming the city by the bay one of the 50 most beautiful cities. Wow. Well, I guess, you know, they say beauty is to be high of the eye of the beholder, or what you step in, I don't know. The adventurous spirit that made San Francisco what it is today thrives in the new restaurants, cafes, shops, and galleries sprinkled throughout what is arguably the most beautiful city in the U.S., they say. Right? These guys are brain dead. No, really. Now, they're going to say, well, that's just a certain area of town. It's so much bigger than that. Well, I'm sure it is. But even so, you got kids that are going to school in those areas.
You have people that live in those areas. They have to walk through that stuff. Right? Why would you subject your residents to that? I don't understand. One person said, we see poop, we see pee, we see needles, we see trash. Oh, I'm sorry, this is a school teacher. Sometimes they ask, what is it? And that's a conversation that's a little difficult to have with a two-year-old. But we let them know that those things are full of germs and dangerous, and they should never touch them. Two-year-olds. Looking at that stuff, trying to figure out what it is. This is a city. This is an educated city, right? We're always told how much better San Francisco is than we are, than any place is, how much more enlightened they are. The floor is dirty, said Little Miss Reed, a three-year-old student at the preschool, who explained having to navigate the dirty conditions on her walks to school. She said, there's poop in there. That makes me angry. Now, Kim Davenport, her mother, often walks her daughter to the Compass Preschool on Leavenworth Street in San Francisco. She said that she often has to pull her daughter out of the way in order to keep her from stepping on needles and human waste. Then why do you people keep electing those boneheads to office? See, I don't understand that. And I hate to be cold, but it is what it is. You get what you deserve. You step on a needle, it's because of the people you elected. You step in that poop, it's because of the people you elected. You get some kind of virus that moves through that city, it's because of who you elected. You are the problem. You keep electing the same bozos to those positions, and they make your city worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. See, there comes a point where I can't have compassion for you anymore, because you keep doing the same thing, and you're sane people, so you say. But you're so stuck in the ideology, so stuck in a liberalism ideology, that you can't see any other way to do business. The Republicans have to be bad, therefore, let's only elect liberals. The investigate unit spent 3 days assessing conditions on the streets of downtown San Francisco and discovered trash on each of the 153 blocks surveyed. While some streets were littered with items as small as candy wrappers, the vast majority found were heaps and heaps of garbage. Right? Needles, feces, pee. The investigation found also 100 drug needles and more than 300 piles of feces throughout downtown. Right? And they have a special number that you can report these needles to so you don't have to pick them up or touch them yourself. Reports to 311 of needles and human waste in San Francisco have risen greatly since 2008. They've gone from 500 to well over 2,000. Isn't that exciting? So listen, so if you're going to San Francisco, you know, the city by the bay, to enjoy yourself, make sure you bring a paper bag, because you may have to scrape it off your shoes. You know, maybe some kind of scraper spatula thing. Because you don't want to ruin your new shoes. You know, take a nice walk at night. And when you step in that warm, squishy thing, don't look down. It'll just make you sick, especially after that meal you just had. But see, they don't see anything wrong with this. The doctors at Berkeley see something wrong with it. People, most people in this situation see something wrong with this. But you know what the supervisors say? No, it's not the pee, it's not the poop, it's not the needles, it's the root problem. We have to find homes for these people. Really? That's the problem? The problem is that you made it illegal, you made it so they can't be arrested for doing these things? Are you serious? You guys are definitely a whole new breed of stupid. I'm Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, next time you see me, I'll be in D.C. Stay around. Check out the website, realside.com, the Facebook page. Find out what we're doing, what's going on. Hey, God bless. Have a safe rest of the day. And we'll be here the rest of the week, I promise.